Hi everyone, this is Lorenzo Anselmo from Omega Bond Watches.
And this is Luke Taggart from Bond Department.
And you're listening to the Blunt Instruments Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Blunt Instruments Podcast with Luke and Lorenzo. Today's topic, of course, for the listener, we are recording this live. So today's topic, we're going to talk about, obviously, the 60th anniversary. I think we're going to try to kind of go along the lines of the merchandise.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's quite a bit and a lot more coming, it seems like. So who is tapped out already? Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I've been kind of patient so far. I haven't pulled the trigger on anything yet.
Yeah, my this is the so we've seen snippets of things. So we've seen the McKellen thing, we've seen the Bollinger thing, we've seen Bollinger, I think it's kind of like Bollinger times Globetrotter.
Yeah.
We saw a little sneak peek of the Orlebar Brown thing in David's story. We've seen a lot of the NPL stuff from David's story. One of the things that I want to ask you about is there's this little, somebody started it. I can't remember if it was the Bond Report, but it was Josh Gay from 007 OS that kind of reposted it. And it was basically like saying that the 40th and 50th anniversary were more fan friendly price wise. And then they kind of went down this long list of like the McKellen is outrageous. The Bollinger's like $7,000 or something. What do you think about that? Are you also kind of getting like sticker shock from some of this stuff?
Okay. Well, not to sound like a condescending asshole, but I don't get sticker shocked. Yeah. I think there's a value on everything, and I'll be honest, it really comes down to what you're willing to pay for certain things. And me, myself, in this situation, typically, I refuse to buy things that are extremely expensive that I can't utilize.
Right.
So, for example, the McKellen. Love McKellen. Drink it all the time. Huge fan. $800 a bottle? Forget it. Like, I'm not even interested in something at that price. And if and let's say for shits and giggles, they sent me a set, I wouldn't even want to open it. So not only are you creating this like collector's item, it's something that's just going to sit on my shelf and I'm not going to be able to like really enjoy it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know, so it was a turnoff. And then the whole limited edition thing. And I mean, it's really kind of getting tired, this whole, oh, well, we're only going to make so many. And then people that aren't even interested in Bond or buying these items to flip them for a profit.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So maybe sticker shock was the wrong thing. Does it agitate you with some of these prices? I will say yes, because this is my argument. So a brand like NPL that can get very pricey.
Right.
Everything that they have released is unbelievably well priced.
It's all very fair.
I think that's the best word, fair. It's not extravagant. You know what it is. You know it's cashmere. You know it's limited edition. You know it's 007. You know it's around the 60th. You know there's going to be a little cachet to that. But it's still fair priced. They didn't throw an extra $400 on something because they know they can't.
Right. And look, I always love this term, the Bond markup. It exists. It's there. But I think people blow it out of proportions how much there is when it comes to certain things. I think it's more or less typically, at least with Omega, it's maybe $200-$400 more. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's like a $10,000 watch. Right. You know, if you're selling something that's, let's say it's a pair of shoes that are like $500 and you mark it up to like six or seven, I'm like, that's okay. But anything above that, I think you're just kind of gouging at that point, you know?
Right. Yeah, I agree. That's kind of my grievance with it is, and when I saw that going around, I don't know, it's kind of like, I think in the, even the better argument is the Bollinger thing, $7,000 for one bottle of Bollinger. And there's, it's partially because of what it comes with, but it's like, you know, that's not like a 50-year-old bottle of Bollinger. You know, that shit was made last week. You know, well, what I mean?
It's not even that. So the case it comes with, you know, that adds value, but not to the level of, you know, the tune of $7,000. But it is out of 25 bottles, so.
Right. But it's like, why not make, like those, why not make
the,
more?
I know, but those kinds of things, they're making them very exclusive because of the rarity of them. So, like, I can kind of appreciate that, but I don't know. Like, I feel like if you're coming to the table for the first time and you're like creating something, it's like you need to make something that a lot of people are going to be able to experience your brand. I don't know.
I think somebody at Bollinger like must have watched the Christie's auction
and just went,
let's try to get in this game. Ray, what's up, buddy?
Hey, just so everyone knows, that's in the IG live. We're gonna like take some of your questions here in a little bit. So
yeah,
just hang tight. We're just going through kind of the nitty gritty. We will like kind of like turn to you guys and start asking some questions. So
yeah,
don't think you're just here to watch us talk.
Throw your questions in. The topic of the hour is the 60th anniversary and everything surrounding it. But currently, Connor, we're going through the merchandise and the pricing. So the other thing is what I liked about N. Peele's release, and I'm going to really harp on N. Peele because I was thoroughly impressed by N. Peele.
Oh, me too.
The diversity of the collection,
yeah,
the price point, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So the thing with N. Peele is they had done something that it kind of shocked the shit out of me, is they included kind of something in every price range. Like there's a tie. You can buy a tie for, it's like $90.
Yeah.
It's a cashmere tie, $90. That's probably one of the cheapest things on their entire site. You know what I mean? And it's a 60th anniversary piece. And then you can go up as far as getting like the overcoat or the blazer. If you want to spend more, you can get, you know what I mean? It's like, right, there's something for everybody on there. You're not going to break the bank, and you can still, you know, it's not just like Penfold, which is another brand that released some of their stuff today. Like they've got everything from a full leather golf bag to a hat. So it's like, you know, the hat's not going to be more than $30, but it's right, like you can participate. I saw you
post that. I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
I might scoop that up.
Yeah. And it's like, that's one where you can buy that any day of the week. No problem. Not break the bank. But some of the people like, oh, N. Peele, I'm not even going to look at it. Look at it. Because why? There's something, well, just some people just know that usually it's kind of expensive, but well, I think they've done a good job catering to every price point.
No, I think they did too. And I thought their pieces were pretty original, and it's something kind of outside of the realm of what they normally do. I mean, they have a suit in there, for Christ's sakes. Like that's mm-hmm. awesome.
Which is also really, not even that expensive.
I mean, I think that's good because like it gets people into the brand. It gets them trying it out. So I mean, this is one of those situations where you get to really like dive in where you're comfortable, you know, right. Like I don't want to like speak for the, you know, for everyone, but ultimately like that's what it is, you know, like you have to be able to cater to a wide range of fans.
Right.
So I think N. Peele did an excellent job mm-hmm. with how they went about it. And I love the pieces they selected. Whoa.
One thing I will tell you, and you and I have talked about this many times before, is you and I have bought things from these brands, and I'm not going to speak for you on this, but I think you're on the same page. I didn't know half these brands, if not 90% of them, before Bond. So what I like about a brand like N. Peele, or we'll even throw Orlebar Brown in there because their sale that they just had was absurd, is You have to remember that you're still trying to grow your fan base. You know what I mean? Your clientele. So when NPL releases a cashmere tie for $90, part of their 60th anniversary James Bond collection, when someone sees that, they think like, holy shit, that's unbelievably affordable. Like you can go to like Macy's and buy like a Calvin Klein tie for double that price, which it's like, I highly discourage that in this moment. But it's like, now that you've got them in the store, they're going to look around. They're going to appreciate the brand. They're going to appreciate the fact that the brand's got their ear to the ground and they're trying to accommodate everybody. And then next thing you know, next time they're in there, they're spending $200, $300 and so on and so on.
So you know, it's like, and again, yeah, like we were just like I was just saying earlier, it's, you got to get people to experience your brand and build rapport. Mm-hmm. If you're not building rapport with a brand, then there's no connection, there's no loyalty, there's no nothing.
Right.
You know, it's just, it turns into this online purchase that becomes nothing other than, oh, okay, a shirt showed up in a box at my house, you know, and depending on what your packaging looks like, that's kind of where the experience ends.
Right.
When I ordered my Anderson & Shepard Henley, short sleeve Henley, when that thing came and I opened it up, there was a great picture on the box on the inside of their store that was like an art, like it was like basically someone had sketched and watercolored it. Mm-hmm. And it was wrapped nicely. The envelope that the receipt came in was super nice. Like those are the details I'm looking at when I'm doing an online purchase.
Right.
When you're getting a box and you just open it up and there's like some tissue paper wadded up around your shirt, there's no personal touch to that. It's just,
yeah,
here it is. See you on the next one. You know, well, like, that doesn't do it for me.
That was my first experience. So the first thing I actually ever ordered, I think, was the Thunderball linen from Orlebar Brown. And when that showed up in the mail, of course, Orlebar Brown's got like their own signature box, which is obviously cool. And that's the box that, unless, you know, it just depends on the size of what you order, but they're all in the same box, just variations of sizes. But they had like a poster, a catalog, you know what I mean? Just like,
yeah, kind of
like they a thank want, you thing. Oh yeah.
They're creating experience out of it. You know, just because the person's not in front of you doesn't mean the experience ends right there, you know?
Right.
But let's turn to the people on the live here. Like, if you all know how to use that question button right there, Luke's going to be fielding your questions. So go ahead and hit that, type in your question
or
your comment and fire away so we can kind of get you in on this discussion here. But I mean, have you guys had a brand you've experienced? Can be a Bond brand, doesn't have to be a Bond brand, but that the experience of ordering online was just fantastic. Like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to like hear about good things. I don't need to necessarily blow anyone up right now.
Yeah. And this is all kind of stemming. And if you guys are just joining, we are doing an episode of the Blunt Instruments podcast live right now. So this will obviously be out probably tomorrow on the podcast, you know, Spotify, Apple, whatever else. But we're also doing it so we can take questions live and kind of interact. But like I said, we're talking about the 60th anniversary and some of the merchandise that we've seen, some of the prices we've seen, good, bad. What are your thoughts? And like Lorenzo said, any of the Bond brands or non-Bond brands that you've worked with or ordered from that blew you out of the water, even if there's a bad experience, I want to hear that one too. What have you gotten? I mean, we know where you're at with that one.
Jackson, so Jackson's actions said the Roger Moore jacket is sweet. Like, I really love that jacket. It looks great. It's something
Wade Blazer?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I normally wouldn't gravitate towards something like that, but.
No. And what is it, 500? I can't remember.
I think, like, I only saw the prices in pounds. So I.
Right, which was a problem.
I didn't do the calculation, so I would figure it's probably like six something.
Yeah. Okay, so Chris Greiner. I've had great experiences with phone orders with Orlebar Brown and NPL. They both had, God damn it.
They both had exceptional customer service, even for over the phone, especially NPL.
Yeah, I've had
New York store?
Yeah, I worked with Alexa over the phone.
Oh, shout out to my girl, Alexa Kershaw. Love her so much.
We'll talk about Alexa is fantastic. And this is mine. So with Alexa, I wanted to get the Spectre turtleneck and I had it in my cart online. And I was like, you know what? The problem with this is I want to make sure that it, see, Chris worked with Alexa too. Alexa's the best. Lorenzo knows her personally. One of these days I'll meet her, but
she's incredible. Like she's just so friendly and accommodating and she genuinely cares about her customers. So I think one of those things is, I think when you experience that and you see the level of attention to detail she puts into working with her clients, like it really sets the bar for what your expectation should be when you walk into these other brands that are selling Bond items, you know?
Yeah. So my experience with her, and it was the first time I had ever worked with her, and I didn't have anybody kind of, you know, nobody like called ahead and said, you know, like nobody like David or Kyle or whoever, or you, because it was kind of out of the blue. I was going to order the Spectre turtleneck online. And I was like, you know what? From what I understand, the Spectre turtleneck and the Commando sweater, which was the only NPL thing I had at the time, fit differently. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want to order this and then have it show up and have to send it back. So I'm going to call. So she happened to be the one that answered the phone. So first she just took me through the whole thing. She's like, this is how the Spectre turtleneck fits. Like what size you have in the, and I was like, I think I have a small in the Commando. She's like, okay, go medium in the Spectre, blah, blah, blah. Just doing a great job. Right. So then she's like, do you want to order it over the phone? I'll give you like 20% off or something. I'm like, fuck yeah. Right. So I go to order it with her and the card gets declined. And I'm like, what in the hell? You know what I mean? Like, trust me, first off, not that I'm like, you know, Tom Brady over here, but I was like, I'm not going to try to order something without having money. So she tries it again and again. And then I look at my phone and it keeps getting declined because of fraud, because it knows I'm not in New York.
Yeah.
And the way she's typing it in. So I literally called her back repeatedly, probably three or four times. I had to call Chase all the, and then she finally,
oh, you're the guy she was talking about. She
oh, said, get out of here.
Real cocksucker, dude.
Get out of here. But she was like, she was so nice with it. And I was just, cause you know, it's like, and she's giving me a discount and everything. Like she, it wasn't like she was just making crazy money or something crazy was happening, but she was just like, you know, like, yeah, I want you to have this. Cause I told her, I was like, I've wanted it forever, but I've never been to, no, to that location. And
Chris Grinder said he went through the exact same thing when he,
yeah, when you try ordering it over the phone, it's like your cards are meant to be taken either swiped or online. So when they're manually typing it in, Chase is not a fan of that.
I don't bank with Chase. So I haven't experienced that.
So that was my thing. But moral of the story is NPL was great. And Orlebar Brown, we've obviously got a mutual friend at Orlebar Brown who's been great.
Jacob Maldonado, amazing person. Just so hospitable. The dude just like, you'd think he'd give you his right arm, dude. Like he's just so kind. You know, I know you haven't met him in person yet, but I know you've talked to him a few times, right?
Oh, I've talked to him multiple times.
Yeah. So he's just so caring and sweet. And it's just really nice to deal with people that love their job and want to make sure their customers are happy, you know?
So we got a question here.
All right. Hit it.
Or it's more of a comment. DJ, come on, damn it. Questions are for questions. He said, NPL online order was amazing. Came wrapped in 007 tissue paper. Very impressed. That's right. That's right. Mine did as well. I will say another one is Connolly. So when the Connolly jacket came, the Matera Connolly jacket, that had, so we've talked about this too with the oversaturating the 007 logo. So everything was screen accurate except for just on the tag they had right next to Connolly, just 007. That was it. That's it. But then the packaging, the tag had Connolly on one side, 007, No Time to Die on the other. They sent like a couple like, not like postcards, but you know what I mean? Just like little cards with like some Bond stuff on it. So there was all this Bond stuff on the inside packaging wise. But then like when it came to the actual item, it was just the small logo on the actual tag on the inside. But I thought that was cool too, because, and it came with like that dust bag to hang it
that's,
in.
That's so funny because like I had ordered mine before they did the official like partnership. So like I didn't get any of that stuff. So it was just like, I got the jacket. I got, and it didn't come with the duster bag. So I like emailed them. They sent me the duster bag and I had asked for the screen accurate buttons. People had been doing that. and they never sent the buttons. So
we've had two different experiences.
I think I'm going to reach out to them again. Dude, I'm like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they ran out, whatever, but I'm going to reach out again. I'm sure they have them by now, but I do want the right ones, you know, obviously.
Well, the common denominator, it looks like, you know, we have great people that we work with at NPL and at Orlebar Brown, and neither brand has yet to disappoint me, not only personally, but with the items that they've released, you know, in respect to Bond, and then even the pricing. Because one of the things that my first introduction to Orlebar Brown was, of course, the Bulldog swim trunks. That wasn't my first purchase, but it was what first brought me to the site. And then you see them, they're like almost $400. Well, guess what? Their sale, they were 70% off for like a month at least. You could have got any version of the Bulldog for like $80, including some of the Bond ones. Not only just the Bond like collection ones, but the ones like with like Dr. No on it. You know what I mean? The ones that actually have Bond graphics on it, which, you know, at that point,
you're all
can't
in.
Get that. Fuck yeah. I'm
all in.
So
let's talk about some of the stuff that isn't out yet. Okay. Like, I want to kind of get into that. I have a few that I know about. So there is, for those that don't know, there is a link on the Crockett and Jones site right now on the main page. If you scroll to the bottom, and it says, it has the 60th anniversary logo, and it says, James Bond, Crockett and Jones, and Eon Productions will soon announce the release of a new style in the celebration of James Bond's 60th anniversary. Enter your email address below for more to follow. And then you just sign up. Okay. So I'm guessing that's in the pipeline. We got Turnbull and Acer. Then they have, it looks like a limited edition thing coming out. Also, I saw on Instagram.
Nice. And then any guess what that might be?
I have no idea. What's the other one? There was one more thing that you had to sign up for, and it's like I'm spacing it right now. There was another like
email thing. Did Danner do something?
Danner, we're not sure of yet. No, but I know that MPL's like email thing and early access has already come out. I'm talking about the stuff that's still coming out. There's one other one that I can't think of right now. It'll come to me. But there are still things like that are going to be released this week, it looks like. And there are some things from Crockett and Jones that I've noticed have come out just before the launch that I don't know if people know about. So the Moltons from No Time to Die have been released in black now, in a black roughed out suede. So if you're not quite down with the brown.
Oh, the Molten, the black... Jesus.
I was waiting to see if you'd catch that.
Yeah, I caught it. Quite down with the brown.
It looks Jackson Actions just said that all of her brown stuff is released on the site. You just gotta come look for it. So I'm gonna kind of did you find it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Just go to the search bar and type in 007 and you're good to go.
Oh, and it just pops up?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No no issue there.
I'm trying to think what else was supposed to come out. There was like one other thing, like I signed up for the email and I just can't think about who it was. Mm-mm. Do you know?
No, I'm trying to think. It's not like Bennett and Winch or Benson and Clegg or somebody like that. Globetrotter.
No. Who was it? Maybe it was Bollinger and then they released it today.
I was yesterday. Wondering. I was about to ask, whatchamacall going to release anything? Blackwell, because they keep posting about the 60th, but I don't think they're actually going to release anything, are they?
I don't know if they are. That's kind of like a I'm not sure situation.
Yeah.
But it seems like there are a couple other brands like kind of in the works to like drop some things. So I really feel like coming into Wednesday through Friday, we're going to see some like, it's just going to be like boom, 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 boom. Like each day there's going to be something kind of like hitting the shelves, you know?
Yeah.
So some of them hopefully aren't as limited as the $800 per bottle scotch.
Right. Did you get anything yet? Have you purchased anything?
I haven't bought anything yet.
I can't believe I'm ahead of you in this.
Well, I will say this.
I took the plunge on something.
I have something on the way that I've
Okay.
been hunting for a while, and that kind of sucked up some funds that I was planning on using on other things. But it was one of those things where you have to like kind of hold on and wait till the right time, and then when it pops up, you just got to buy it. You can't wait.
Right.
So that's kind of like why I was just like, oh, I better just do this.
Yeah.
So I haven't gotten anything yet. I'm kind of like just figuring it out, but I don't know. Nothing that has been released yet is like a I have to have this other than the MPL stuff.
Right.
Like there's a bunch of MPL stuff I want, but I mean the Macallan, I'm turned off by it. Didn't really hit the spot for me. I thought they were gonna do like a
No.
one-off bottle, kind of like how Blackwell did
Blackwell did.
theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And then that Blackwell bottle sold incredibly. And then even when Chris Blackwell signed a bunch of them, even that wasn't that much money, which is a
Yeah.
really cool piece to have.
I have that piece. I love it. The signed bottle. And actually, now that we're on the Blackwell subject, this just came out. This guy right here. Have you seen this?
No, what was that?
So it's a
Was it his
book.
book?
It's his book he wrote, and you could purchase it from Blackwell, and it comes with a bottle of rum. You can do either the 0071 or the traditional one.
Nice.
And I got it, and the best part is of course it's autographed. See if I can
Nice.
find. Yeah, I was like, well, this is a cool trinket because everyone knows how much I love to read. So
Speak of the devil, look who's here, Mr. David Zaritskovich himself,
it's
fighting the good fight
the
for
guy
us.
fighting the good fight and won first American people. I mean that's dope, right?
Does that say get rid of the CPAP machine? Love Chris back and Chris
It
Blackwell.
says, fuck off, Luke.
So let me ask you about this thing real quick. So this kind of got me thinking too. So somebody
Whoops.
asked, what watches do we have on if we haven't? David also said he's over the scotch. Yeah, that's a
Yeah.
lot of money. That's kind of a an unbelievable. So I'm wearing my 1966 Omega Seamaster automatic. Lorenzo knows why I
Did you
said
put it
that.
on an A though?
No.
Oh, you don't have your Seamaster on.
No. The
Oh, you
19,
have your
the vintage.
vintage?
I've got the vintage on. So,
I'm boring. I went with my No Time to
oh God, that's unbelievably boring.
Die.
David said he can't hear me. Why does this keep happening?
I don't know. Luke, I think you're muted.
What do you
I
mean?
muted him when he started talking shit about me. That's why.
Luke muted. Oh, I did. I muted myself. I muted myself. I muted
Luke is
myself.
muted.
Anyways,
Luke's
so
been canceled.
dude, everybody's going off.
Everyone's
I'm
like,
back. I'm
stop. I
back. I'm
can't
back.
hear him.
Relax. Relax here.
No one wants to hear me talk, dude. It's all
He thinks I've been
good.
muted for a while. Great.
Awesome.
So let's talk about real quick the hate mail that I kept getting
Oh, yeah. I knew
on
we were
my
going to get to
YouTube.
this.
We had to because I was furious.
Bro,
So
look, if you're getting hate mail, that means you're doing something right.
trust me, I know. This is what's funny though. So with YouTube versus Instagram, like if you hit 1,000 followers or 10,000 followers, nothing really changes on Instagram. But on YouTube, when you hit 1,000 subscribers, then you can unlock certain aspects of YouTube. You can unlock the partner program, which means you can start earning money. But then another thing that's been huge to me is you can actually embed links into your video. So like Bond's Apartment merch, Blunt Instruments podcast, whatever you want to, even if I'm doing a review for Orlebar Brown, I can throw the
Right.
link in there. Before I couldn't. So
Hell
I'm
yeah.
at my cousin's house yesterday and Josh Brown.
Josh Brown.
So I'm at my cousin's house yesterday and I'm telling my cousin's wife this. And she said something like, or I was like, I don't usually get people like giving me a hard time on YouTube. And she's like, well, that's because you haven't made it yet, like jokingly. And I
Oh,
told her, I was, well,
shit.
she was just being funny. But like, what was funny about it was the day that I hit 1,000 followers, I got three different, like, just ridiculous comments on my YouTube. So the first one, and this was a whole video about my watch collection, the first one said, now throw them all out and buy an automatic Seamaster like a real man.
Oh man.
I just deleted that one. The second one was...
I told you not to.
Delete it? Yeah. Well, after the second...
leave them up there.
So then one of the things I talked about was the Tissot Powermatic 80. So the Powermatic means it's powered by when you move your hand. It's an automatic watch powered by when you move your hand. Yes, there's like a, you know, ETA in there that's a little different than most. Whatever. Nobody cares about that. And then the third thing about it, the 80 means that it's an 80-hour power reserve, which is kind of like double the average, 40, 42, right? So I didn't touch on that in my video. So this guy's like, the Powermatic 80 deserves a lot more due diligence than you did, mate. And I was like, great. So then there was, so I just said back to him, I was like, I'm okay, thanks. That's it. Kill him with kindness. And then he replies back and says, a quartz Seamaster is like an electric Mustang. So now he's just going after, and this is the thing. I get it, but it's like, we've talked about it a million times. You know, I spent a small fortune on that watch. There's one reason I bought that watch. The only reason you and I are sitting here talking is because of that watch. Truly, that watch got me in love with watches and Bond. I've wanted it since I was a kid. So just like we talked about on Wrist Cheese Radio, the whole Teddy Baldassar thing, I was like, listen here, dude. This is the watch I wanted, so this is the watch I bought. I mean, I know people that have bought the Tomorrow Never Dies, the automatic version, for $200-$300 less than what I paid for the Goldeneye version. But it's like, if I've wanted it since I was a kid, I'm going to buy the watch, right? So it's like, I'm sitting there saying that it's like my pride and joy. It's like my most, you know, like it's the center of my collection. And people say this stuff. It's just like, dude, like, do you have nothing better to do than just to like shit on some American kid you don't know? And like, he's giving me shit about this Tissot watch. Bro, I'm like, look, I wear the Tissot like once a year.
Look, they hate you because they ain't you. That's all you got to remember, bro. Like who gives a shit? Like, that's something like that. Thank you, Kevin. That is so low level, like just petty. And
yeah,
the reality is that whatever, fuck them. Like that, that's honestly like how I treat it. And I have treated it in the past, is that when people want to be keyboard heroes, dude, there's a reason why they're on that side and they're typing it and they're not
right
on you saying it to your face. Like there's a reason, you know, it's not easy being a creator. It's not easy putting yourself out there. It's not easy, you know, when people like attack you, but the reality is fuck them. Well, you know, like people are going to read these comments and they're going to see who they are. And they're just subconsciously to themselves, they're going to say, well, that person's a piece of shit. You don't even need to do anything. That's why I don't delete those comments. I think it's hilarious because that lives there. It goes nowhere.
Right.
I'm going to let them delete it because they feel like shit. I'm not deleting it. So you can write whatever the hell you want.
It even started a year ago when I posted that. You probably remember this one. I posted that picture of the Tissot, the Omega, and the Tag. And then one of the, remember that guy was like, well, two of them are,
I remember,
two of them
are dog, I remember shit. This.
So then I just messaged him. I was like, hey, or no, I didn't even message him. I just replied back. I was like, my dad gave me the Tag. And then he like DMs me. He's like, I'm so sorry, man. I was just like, too late. You suck. You know what I do? I just take my new candle, just breathe it in and just relax. David said not to take it personally. I try not to, David. I try not to. But it was ironic to me how it was like the day that I hit 1,000 subscribers and then you legitimately reach a different tier on YouTube's, you know, whole thing. People are like, let's just shit on this kid. Actually, I kind of thought it was funny, but it just got annoying because then he just kept firing back. I think when he said the thing about the Omega, comparing it to an electric Mustang, I think I said back to him like, wonderful news. It's just like,
you should.
I really don't care.
You should have said, my podcast partner is going to come beat your ass.
Yeah. I don't know if you watch my podcast, but my co-host is triple your size, so he's going to kill you.
I'm just going to fucking flick my finger and break you in half.
Yep. If you guys are just joining, we are doing the first ever live recording of the Blunt Instruments podcast. Yeah, thank you guys for joining. We got another question here.
All right, let's hit it.
Hopefully it's an actual question.
I want to keep these rolling in. I'm liking this.
It's just somebody's wife, I won't mention any names, saying can't hear Luke, but that was probably from a half hour ago. Thank you, Rain Man. whoever you may be. So I have another thing I want to talk about with you. The Orlebar Brown 60th. So like our buddy in the chat said, you can see it on the website.
Yeah, I just looked. I can't find it.
Okay, well,
they hit it. I know.
Didn't you kind of get a little bit of a sneak peek at some of the stuff?
No, I didn't. It was I had heard things, but it was never confirmed.
So one of the things they have is the Goldfinger onesie.
But I think I saw David's post today. David Zerinsky's post. I got to say
that's right. That's right. David did post about it today. Yeah, that was like the first real glimpse I got of the new stuff.
It was like a navy. Oh, here it is. Yeah, yeah. It's up. I found it. No, I found the thing on there.
Yeah.
Let's see. I like the navy one. The ivory one's not really my fave.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is in here? Dr. Natalia and Polo. That's pretty cool. Colors. However, yep. I sent you this. Olbar Brown has a toweling polo called the Lorenzo now. So,
oh, that's right. That's right.
You know, you I'm it? All not yet. I'm in the process of acquiring one.
That's why I bought that sweater called the Orlebar Brown Pierce. Why wouldn't I?
I am so about that one. I hope it works out. I hope I like it. I'll get it in all the colors. I'm all about it. I love things.
That's right, Birdie. That's right. Onesies are not for everybody.
No.
Some new Bulldog stuff, Live and Let Die. They still have the old school Dr. No Bulldog pants there. But, you know, we've already touched on this, but the Orlebar Brown thing, as far as what they're releasing, I've always liked what they release. They've got something for, you know, they've got the half zip on there. They've got like a... kind of like a Harrington. It's like, you know, there's something for every time of year, even though it's like luxury resort where there's something for every time of year. Even got the robe. So there's literally something you can wear.
This robe, I am all about
the newspaper, man. Old school. Throw the robe on and get the newspaper.
I need that robe for my honeymoon. That's what I need. Does it come in different sizes or is it like a one size fits all?
Small, medium, large, and XL.
Oh, good. Yeah, I like when they do sizes. I feel like when they do the one size fits all, it doesn't work for half the people.
Yeah. So somebody said the Orlebar Brown 60th was a little underwhelming. I will say, as far as volume goes, I can see where you're coming from with that. There's not a whole lot of new stuff. But that was one thing I did hear, that it wasn't a lot of stuff. But it was very meticulously curated with what they chose. But, you know, this is a brand that's – this is their second – 007.
Third go around.
So they're not going to stop anytime soon. You know what I mean?
Well, as long as the tags they did this time, like at least on the robe, it looks nice. I like that tag.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a little tag Hoyer. Tag Hoyer? It looks like it has a little description in there. I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. And then on the inside, did you see this?
Mm-mm.
On the inside of the robe, there is a label, and it says "Property of Dr. Julius No Crabkey."
That's cool.
I knew the robe was going to be the one.
I just can't get past this guy's nipple in this picture. You couldn't have just shut it a tiny bit more? Like, we got a lot of nipple in this. You see, you can't unsee it now.
You can't unsee it now.
You can't unsee the nipple now.
I think I like the navy one. The other one's a little too blue for my taste.
Yeah.
The mid blue. Mm-hmm. I'm all about that navy one. Navy's my favorite.
Mike says he would have loved to see the Skyfall setter return in the release. Wishful thinking. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would like to see him bring that back. That should be almost like a staple in their collection at this point, since it's so iconic. I like brands that do embrace those pieces that have actually been in film and they keep them around. So like, I'm going to go there. Number one, Sunspell Polo. That thing's been there for what, 20 years now almost?
Like pretty much
15 years. Like it's like that. That's the kind of stuff I like to see. Like, they'll revamp it and they'll do like different colors and, you know, whatever. That's fine. And they'll come and go. But the navy one is always there. And I think that's important.
So That was another one, and I'm glad you brought that up, is that's another brand that I didn't see do anything, and I kind of didn't really expect them to. They don't really have
I
like a
feel
rich
like
history with them. They've got,
Olbar Brown has kind of like taken over that part for them.
I think so.
I
Except
feel, yeah.
for, you know how I feel about the Sunspell Polo. It's like one of the greatest sartorial items, in my opinion,
Yeah.
ever for Bond. Especially because, like you said, you can buy it at any time, any place, any time of day, any size, any color. I mean, you can't beat that.
No, you
Josh
can't.
Brown said he had the Skyfall setters and the color ran. I'd be pissed about that.
You know what? Mine have too. Like I've noticed that. Like mine
Maybe
kind
it's like
of.
a going from chlorine to salt or something, or
Yeah, I'm.
is that a little too scientific or?
No, because I had. Okay, do you remember the day after Cabana Day we had at my wedding? You do you remember the setters I was wearing? They're like this royal blue. Well, now half of them are like kind of light colored, and the top half is the original color.
I mean, I can answer the question then. You God only knows what's in the pool water in a Vegas hotel pool, my friend.
It was a 5-star resort, I might
Toxins.
add.
Doesn't
I
even
might
matter.
add. Acts
Doesn't
like
even
we're
matter.
down at rehab or some shit.
At
Calm down. Jeez.
the Palm filming an episode of The Real World.
Jeez.
We got a question here from Mr. DJ Henderson, who actually is following the friggin' rules now, DJ. Thank you. He said, would either
Right.
of you, just playing DJ, he said, would either of you actually wear the Goldfinger onesie? I would wear it
I
if I
would if
was
it
in
was
better
given to
shape.
me. If it was given to me, I'd wear it right now. I don't give a fuck.
If I was like super ripped and people would just be like, I don't care what he's got on, he's just incredible, then yeah, right
If
now,
Oliver
no.
Brown sends me one for gratis, and the only request is to post a picture wearing it and looking as badass as possible as I could, I would do it in a
The
heartbeat.
thing, you know what my I'm actually my answer is going to be a little better. Not than yours, than my first one. I would wear it if it was more widely accepted. You know what I mean? Because of course the
Well,
models on the
define
website
widely
look
accepted.
fantastic. Like if I were to wear it to the pool, I don't want like 80% of the people being like, "What the fuck is this guy wearing?"
I'd wear it to a day club. All like, don't even threaten me with a good
You'd wear it
time.
to a day club all
I
day?
would wear it to a day club, no problems.
I'll wear it to my hockey game.
Love it. I love
That see
it.
that what I but I play hockey too, and I know half the people on my team would actually half everybody be like, this guy's legendary for wearing this here. Even the other team would be like, don't hit him. He's just rare breed.
Don't hit him, he's special.
We got another question. They're starting to roll in.
Oh, good. I love the questions. Keep them coming.
Chris Greiner, what would be a wish list item you would like to see one day that either Peel would make or Orlebar Brown would make? That's tough. That's tough because the first one
Okay,
that
I
comes to
know.
mind.
I already have my mind set on one, but you
Okay,
go
go
first.
ahead.
No, you go
Okay.
first.
The first one that comes to mind for me, neither of those brands would make, and it's the jacket from the beginning of Tomorrow Never Dies. I've always had an affinity for that jacket. And neither of those brands would make it. So now you have to go so I can actually think of a legitimate answer.
All right. So the one I would love to see him make is the linen suit from The World's Not Enough. I think that would be an awesome piece to see M. Peel tackle.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I think that would be great. Either that or to see him remake the Y3 jacket from Quantum, since no one seems to want to remake that jacket.
Yeah. Either of those brands, actually, I think Orlebar Brown would do a really good job with that jacket. They've got something similar right now. I think it's like the Octopussy one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Harrington jacket, so that's actually a not only is that a very good answer, but it's a very doable because they've kind of already done a couple things very similar to that.
I wonder why they never tackle like certain eras. Like I think the only Pierce item we've seen them do is that cable
Peel.
sweater from
That's right.
GoldenEye.
That's right. I don't know. So you haven't asked me. I'm surprised you didn't ask me what I ordered from NPL.
I think I can guess.
What is it?
I
It's not
think
the
you ordered.
tie.
I know it's not the tie.
That's
I think you ordered the gray polo.
correct.
Oh, I'm fucking so good. I knew you. Because I
So
was
I ordered
thinking,
that.
like, this is where my head went. Is like, you're a golfer, and you'll get use out of that, a lot of use. And I also thought that you would pair it up with the jumper from Slazenger.
That's exactly right. So I wouldn't buy the NPO version because they've got their own little.
I do like that one that came out with, but I wish they would have done it in Navy because I'm a Navy whore.
See, I will say I think I may like NPO's version better than Slazenger's. However, you can't do it with the wrong logo on there, and then it just kind of defeats the whole purpose. Actually,
you can. It's just a different look, you know?
Right, right. I'm not going to, I don't think I'll wear it golfing though. Like, I kind of ordered it and thought like maybe I can wear this to like my rehearsal dinner or something. Something like that. You know?
Man, you need to wear a button down. Come on now.
Try to elevate it. You know?
You need to wear a suit and a button down.
I tried wearing a suit to the bridal shower and basically everybody's like, what are you out of your damn mind? I'm like,
you should wear the polo to that.
Which polo?
The one that's on the way.
You know, I wore that new Orlebar Brown polo that I got, which I'm obsessed with.
What's the name of that one?
I'd have to look. I'll look right now. I think it's called like the
Timmy 2.
No. No. I think it's called like something with a T. I keep wanting to say turban, but that can't be
Terry.
No. Hold on, let's see.
Turner.
No.
Travis.
No. It's not a very common. We're going to do zip poll. Also, for those of you guys that may not have seen, Lorenzo and I were very lucky to join the gents over at Wrist Cheese Radio for an episode on Bond watches. That came out today, this morning.
Today,
so go check that out. Schmitty and Bro Dinky.
Bro Dinky represent my boy dudes. Bro Dinky over there in the meme watch dudes. Fam right there. Watch fam for life.
We had a lot of good... So basically the whole premise of that was Lorenzo had Roger Moore and Sean Connery.
Yeah, and then you had Pierce. And then Bro Dinky had George.
Yep.
Redundant George.
And Schmitty had Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
So we each picked a different watch, and not per film. We didn't go overboard with it, but a different watch that we thought would have suited those actors. And it was definitely more so the actor, I feel like. You know what I mean? I feel like we kind of really went at least 60-40 actor.
Yeah. You know what I thought was funny about that was like, if Bro didn't pick the Rolex he did, there would have been no other Rolexes. Rolex never would have been mentioned, which I think is kind of funny.
No. That is definitely interesting.
And he said he just picked it because he thought it was like a goofy pick for him. So it's kind of funny.
Well, I mean, it is interesting because of how, you know, he like described, you know, he basically the way to look at it, if you listen to the episode, we basically said that you could identify the actor just by the watch without us even saying who had who. You know what I mean? Like if Lorenzo gets up there and says, you know, Omega, whatever, and I get up there and I say Breitling this, like you could probably guess who we're talking about, which was definitely interesting.
All right, did you find the name?
No, still trying to hunt it down.
Oh man,
I feel so like this is just exhilarating.
So I went on the Danner site. I'm not seeing anything here. So
okay,
who knows? So that's a TBD, to be determined.
Okay, we don't know if Danner's doing anything then.
No. So who else would we typically see kind of like come to the surface on these things?
Well, that's the thing that I'll go back to the Blackwell thing. I think Blackwell has done an incredible job with what they did. The 007 version was unbelievable. Not only just tasting, but the bottle, I'm looking at it right now, the bottle's great. And then you could get a crisp Blackwell signed bottle. And these are all things under $100. So that is also fantastic. The only grievance is the shipping time. I'm sure it took forever for you. It took forever for me to get some of this stuff. What can you do? Well, they're coming from liquor stores in Miami, basically. They're not coming from Jamaica. They're coming, you know, they're outsourcing it to liquor stores in Miami. But I would have liked to see Blackwell do something. Maybe they still are. But the thing that's kind of triggering that comment for me is they've been posting a lot of 60th anniversary stuff, but not hinting at releasing anything. So I'm kind of thinking they're not doing anything.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping Bollinger would do something a little bit more on the mainstream side, kind of like they did for No Time to Die.
Right.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
About the Turnbull Announcer 60th release announcement. I mean,
I'm excited for it, but we don't know what it is.
I want to know what it is. And my follow up question to that is, whatever it is, can you do it in bespoke? That's going to be my second question.
If I had to guess, I don't see them releasing a bunch of stuff. I see like one or two, maybe three things. And I would feel like it would maybe just be like Sean Connery stuff.
So let's roll back the tapes here a little bit to 2006. They did a release with Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
They did the tuxedo shirt and bow tie. And they did that was a limited edition run, but it was like a wide range, a limited edition run. Ooh. David just said that they're doing robes. Connolly has some amazing things coming. So
Connolly, nice. Very nice.
Look at that. Spilling the secrets all the way from London.
Love that. David's love fighting a good fight. What is it, like 4 a.m.? You wild son of a gun.
He probably just got up.
Yeah, no, sure David's probably already run a mile and a half.
Through Hyde Park.
I always feel bad if David texts me and he's like, hey, can you help me with something? And he'll text me at like 5:30 in the morning and I don't wake up until like noon. I'm just like, he's just been waiting.
That's okay. He'll text me and it'll be like 4 p.m. and I'm just getting up for the day. So I probably do worse than you do.
Yeah, sleeping is for babies. I'll sleep. What does he say? I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Plenty of time to sleep when you're dead. Yeah. That's what he says.
As I say, sleeping is for babies. What's the point?
Yeah.
You're just a okay, baby. Well, Connolly. Connolly's got some stuff coming. That's good to know. Very excited about that.
Hopefully it's not another Gabino jacket because Cassandra does not like mine. She's not a fan. She doesn't like it.
You know, I wore mine a couple months ago to my niece's graduation, and I love the jacket, but I kept thinking, like, is it too short? Like, did I...
Shoulder holsters for your phone?
I don't know if I believe them.
That is definitely going to be up Caleb's alley right there. Commando Bond's going to be all over that.
You'll see it tomorrow. Oh. If you go to Connolly's website, it says 007 Connolly with the DB5, but then it just says Gabino jacket back in stock. It's like $300 less than what I paid for it. That's nice to know. That's nice to know.
You know what? I believe David on this one, and I'll tell you why. Because
I always believe David.
They definitely did some goggles, some driving goggles.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't put him past it to do a phone holster.
No. Dude, but you know what? Can you just do leather, didn't they?
I want you to do your plug for your mug. Go for it.
Oh, no. If you want a Bond's Apartment Yeti mug, message me. I'll send you one. I'll definitely send you one. But
there's actually
just
a package for you going out on Wednesday for me.
Oh, hell yeah. Till you get your birthday gift. You're going to shit yourself.
Oh, my God.
I honestly, like, this is a side note. I want to tell you, not what it is, but I just want to tell you the conversation I had about it, but I can't because after it'll just be like I saw something and I thought, this is incredible. And there's no way he wouldn't love this. And then I messaged somebody and I didn't even ask about the item. I just asked a different fact-finding question. And the answer that they gave me, I was like, holy crap. It's like the stars aligned. David, your Yeti cooler is sitting on your front porch. Danielle said she couldn't carry it in by herself, so that'll be there when you get back. Or maybe she was just like, another package for this guy. He's not even here.
I heard Danielle is boycotting and all the packages are just piling up in front of the
Danielle
house.
Danielle told me, Danielle was like, I had 500 shares of Amazon, and now I sold it all because I hate them.
Oh man. Oh. I think it'd be funny if she like took all the stuff out of the boxes and then repackaged them up real nice and put them all outside.
The Bonds apartment Egyptian cotton bed sheets. There is a Bonds apartment throw pillow with my face on it.
Oh, I'm getting one of those.
I'm very intrigued by the Connolly stuff. That'll be good.
Yeah. Their phone holster, all in.
Yeah,
right there.
Caleb will get that in a heartbeat.
1,000%.
What about dents?
I didn't hear anything from them, you know, from what I've done with them so far. Like the watch, the Geneva glove with the watch opening in it,
mm-hmm.
that I did with them. Well, what was it? Like, it's been like 3 weeks now, almost a month.
Yeah.
Those were, I liked those a lot more than I thought I would. I was like kind of surprised. I wasn't sure at first. It's kind of like, how's it going to look? No, they look great.
Oh, no. Those pictures were incredible. Did you take them on your phone?
I took them on my phone. Wow. I actually was surprised how they turned out. So, yeah, no, they were really kind. They were friendly. And they, you know, they reached out to me and asked if I was interested in trying a pair. And I was like, sure. You know, there Absolutely. Was no, they didn't request anything in return. They said, if you feel like posting about it, post about it. So, you know, obviously, when someone shares a product with you, you want to, and you enjoy it, you need to, you know, you need to get the word out about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a question here. Do you think Benson and Clegg will do anything? I had mentioned them earlier. I would say no. Cameron, you would want Bonds apartment boxers with my face on them. You would be the person to ask for those. This guy.
I love this so much.
This guy right would ask
Thank
for those.
You for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Cameron. Yeah, thanks so much.
No, exactly what I'm getting Luke for his birthday now.
Yeah. No, you can get them for Cameron for his birthday. I can just look in the mirror and see my face whenever I want to see my face.
Oh, no, I'm going to get you guys his and his pairs.
His and his. Benson and Clegg, we talked about that. I would say no.
I mean, only thing I could see them do is like cufflinks at this point, you know, or a knit tie of some sort.
But if they, okay, so say they did a cufflink and it just had that 60th logo on it, would that intrigue you at all? You'd buy them?
I would like it because that's something you don't get to see that often, you know. I feel like cufflinks are very far and few between. Like, I'm still trying to hunt down a pair of those like 10th anniversary Bond lifestyle cufflinks that he did.
Yeah,
the BBK. I've been looking for those.
See, I would like to see Benson and Clegg. So this would be the brand. Benson and Clegg would be the brand to do it. I would like to see them do the JB cufflink, like an authentic JB one. Because the jeweler I bought Brianne's
or the family crest. That would be a good one.
Either one. The jeweler I bought Brianne's
Daniel, ring from. What's up, Mr. Gasser?
He had mentioned that he would do custom cufflinks. So I showed him a picture of the JB one. And of course, my initials don't flow as well as the JB did. It's just, you know, too many straight lines. But I've never seen anybody, all the custom cufflinks I see are pretty much all the same. You know, like they're pretty much just an engraved, like laser cut.
I didn't even know Turnbull did cufflinks. That's amazing. I need to poke on their site more. You know what they do is they do bone collar stays.
Like yes.
Those are sick.
Yes.
I want those are definitely something I'm gonna have to pick up at some point.
I was at a
I am full in on the Turnbull and Astor train. I have been since I got my custom.
Oh, me
shirt.
Too. I can't believe you didn't know they did cufflinks. They've got a lot of nice cufflinks.
Dude, just invite David in on here.
David, you ready?
He keeps spraying up stuff. I just want to talk to him about it.
Problem is we won't be able to hear him on the actual podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, I did not hear. I'm shocked you didn't know about that.
About what?
That they make cufflinks. They've got a ton of cufflinks.
Never seen them.
Yeah, David, share with the class. By the way, we've got 4 questions pending right now.
We'll start firing them off, dude.
Thoughts on the Xbox GoldenEye re-release and remaster? Should have happened 10 years ago. Why isn't it out yet? That's my thoughts. Send it.
Next purchase question. All the ties from Turnbull and Aster. Yep, I need to get one. I don't even have one yet, and I collect ties. But I do have all the Tom Ford ones.
Yeah.
So does that count?
Purdy said, how do you guys feel about the 60th celebration so far overall? Seems a bit lacking so far.
I think it's kind of starting to go off.
He's talking about the price. He's talking about the price point on some of the things. We touched on that in the beginning.
I mean, look, I'm looking for very specific things, you know, as far as like when I'm going to spend, I want it to be something I can use. I think that's where my brain goes immediately.
I'm the same.
There are things that, like, I'll be like, okay, I want that because it's, like, a cool collector's piece. Like the Bollinger bottle they did for the 25th, I was, like, all about it. I was like, I want that. It opens up. It's got all the movie names on it. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And the price point was good.
What was it, a couple $100? $250
like
or something?
$250 or $220. Like,
I will say, if the current Bollinger didn't come with that Globetrotter thing, I would choose the 25th bottle all day. That like automated kind of, you know what I mean, like, what would you call that, like a I don't know, what is that, the way it opens?
Oh, the hydraulics thing.
Yes, that's way cool. That's so cool.
Yeah,
the Globetrotter, like, Globetrotter is incredible, but if it didn't come with that, I would choose to display that Bollinger with that case rather than just the Bollinger with like the Dr. No dots on it. 100%.
New article.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
We'll have to look it up.
You know when we have to look it up? You know what I think of? I think of that scene in The Hangover. You remember that part? When they're like at the hospital talking to the doctor. And he's like, I gotta go, guys. And they're like, and they pull out 100 and he's like, all right, walk with me.
Yeah, so
And he tells them where to go, and they're like, at
the corner of
yeah, he's like, get a map and fuck off. Fuck it's called Google.
So the two articles I see with Michael G. Wilson says, producer says the next 007 won't be a young actor.
Ooh.
Yep.
Maybe me and David's dream will come true.
For who?
Henry Cavill.
I mean, I'm on the Henry Cavill train now, but
I want it to be Henry so bad.
I am also on the train of he needs to slim down. I think he looks like an idiot in a suit. He needs to lose like 50 pounds.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
David sent me a picture of him in a movie where he's still ripped as hell. It's just he looks like.
Stop body shaming Henry. No one.
I'm body shaming the shit out of him. I get body shamed on YouTube all day. Somebody also commented on it and said,
"You get watch shamed."
Is your YouTube sponsored by, like, I don't know what he said, like big sexy hair or something? I was like, just because I have hair, man.
You do have good hair, man. I'm not gonna lie. You have good hair, bro. I'll give you that.
Thank you. We'll have to look into that one more. Jason Statham. Hell no.
Watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E. He looks great in that. Thank you.
Hello. I've seen it. He looks decent.
No, decent. He looks amazing in that, dude.
I'm just trying to piss you off. He does look great in that. God. I can't watch that because I just picture Armie Hammer wanting to eat everybody on set.
You're out of control.
And cut. Okay, give me your finger.
You wrap it up.
You wrap that shit up.
You wrap it
up. What's a brand that we haven't talked about? I mean, we've covered a lot. What's like a major brand we haven't heard from?
Tom Ford.
Well, Tom Ford.
Well, we're not going to get anything
from Tom. No way. Absolutely not. No way. Absolutely not.
What about
whatchamacall that actually makes the doctor the Goldfinger suit?
Oh, Mason and Sons?
Yes. Yes. We haven't heard anything from them.
I mean,
I'm not surprised by that, but I could see them just doing a dress shirt from something.
Here's my point. Oh no, Frank Foster is what probably, like, that would be cool if they did something.
Yeah.
I'm hoping like someone's in Massimo Alba, but
yeah,
I think they're tapped out. They had their movie.
Yeah. Tom Ford would absolutely not do anything. Anthony Sinclair. Thank you.
Sinclair is a good one.
Thank you, David. See, he's more awake than you and I are, and it's 4 a.m.
He had a night's rest.
They have a 60-piece collection. What?
Oh, there you go. Jesus. Ask and you shall receive.
Henry Cavill seems like someone that would look fantastic in all. Chris, that's do you right. have a man? Doesn't Chris have a Superman freaking shirt on in his pic? Get Chris, come on. You're biased.
Whoa.
He's biased.
Way off, Chris. You don't need to do that.
Wait a minute. Oh, he's saying, oh, Barber. I thought he was saying Barber's doing something. That would shock the hell out of me. They've still got the Skyfall jacket out there. That's about all you're going to get from Barber, I think.
No comment.
Yeah, Lorenzo's got a grievance with Barber. But that's okay. That's okay. That's why I didn't have them tailor mine. I had the lady down the street too, and she did a great job, even though my video kind of sunk on it.
But I'm literally about to go live and light my fucking Skyfall jacket on fire and never deal with them again.
That's how I'm getting. Yeah.
Like, it's just like I'm frustrated.
Yeah. Save it for another time. We're having a happy moment here.
Yeah. Another time, another place.
Another time, another place. Well, David, I'm excited.
Oh,
to
the reeps in here.
For sure. Yes, he is. How's that No Time to Die treating you, Nick? You lucky SOB.
You're going to be in his shoes here pretty soon. Sounds like you're coming out.
You bet your bottom freaking dollar I will be. Absolutely.
Perfect. There's one thing. You got to bring Brianne with you. You can't come on.
I wouldn't do that.
Cassandra told me if she doesn't come, no watch. She's going to make sure you don't get your watch.
Oh, yeah, David, I can't believe they didn't give you a new coat. Me too. Trust me, me too. David, you may have missed this, but we had touched on, when we first got on here, we touched on the fact that there's really, really great people working at NPL that have done nothing but be fantastic customer service-wise. Same with Orla Bar Brown. Yep, Alexa and Jacob at Orla Bar Brown. It's kind of like a common denominator. We've noticed that these connections that we have with these brands, those also seem to be the brands that do incredibly well customer service wise. You know what I mean? And it's not just because we know these people, but it's maybe there's like something in the fact that it's the reason we know these people is because they do try to have their ear to the ground with the people that are buying their clothes. You know, they try to put in that extra mile and develop relationships and build a rapport. And then that immediately lifts the customer experience, in my opinion.
I mean, it's pretty clear when a brand's going to like make something happen or not. You know, I think that's pretty much the line, you know?
Right.
They Frankensteined your coat.
They did.
I mean, it's still ongoing. I'm still talking to the store manager. She said she's reaching out to aftercare management. I'm like, sitting here, I'm like, aftercare? I was like, do you need me to send the body? Like, at this point, like, it's just like, you know, all this like back and forth, like it's not enjoyable, you know? Like,
well, you and I talked about it.
Well, look, dude, I go there, I bring the code in, I leave it there, it gets altered, it gets sent to me. Okay. So it's been mailed once.
Right.
I get it. It's too short. I send it back. That's mailed twice. Comes back, hack job. I'm going to have to mail it out at some point. You know, if they're going to do something about it, and if not, then, I mean, they're dead to me at that point. I mean, that's just unacceptable.
So are you talking to, like, a store manager or a marketing manager, or who is she? Not she's, by name, but what is her
position? She is the store manager, and I was going to go through customer service, but they were going to basically reroute me back to her because she's the one that's been handling the situation. So, but obviously, like, she has to talk to her upper management to approve something like that. So that's where we're at, you know. But
so is she in New York or is she in London?
She's in New York.
Okay. Maybe that's the problem. They should give you a new jacket. I agree with that. And see,
I just want it to fit right. Like, I want to wear the thing. Like, that's the point I'm at, is like, I just want to wear it, you know.
Well, it's an expensive item. It's not cheap.
And that's why I waited to have it altered by them. I was like, I figured that was the way to go, you know. And I don't want to look. I don't want to complain, but it was altered incorrectly. I'm like, the person who took it from me wasn't the person that altered it. You got sent in. She's a Mets fan.
Probably.
Actually, Matt, she's a Yankees Matt. Fan. She's I know that Matt, for a fact. So
Matt
I don't think that's a problem.
Here's my thing. So first off, obviously I did that video on it. So I did my research on it. They have had three different versions of the jacket and they still sell the Barber Beacon on the website. It's $745. Okay. $745. So I got mine for less than half of that on a different site because other sites, you know, your Mr. Porter, whatever else, they don't sell it for $745. Even that tailor I used to go to, everything in their shop that's barber is 50% off. So first off, it's not like you got it for $200-$300. You paid seven something for it. She knows that you're working with the brand. They've completely changed the look of this jacket twice. So it's like, it's not like they can be like, well, I know you didn't buy it from us and I know this, I know that. So, you know, we can't help. It came from them. You're working with them. They're the ones that kind of destroyed the jacket. I mean, David said it right. They Frankenstein the jacket. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And the thing is, when you sent me the picture, I thought to myself, this doesn't look bad. However, it also doesn't look like the Skyfall jacket anymore either. There's different color wax material on there. There's added material. Like, and this is all because when they tailored it the first place, they cut your sleeves on an angle. So they cut them
on an angle and they were too short.
And it doesn't show up. It's not even made originally cut on an angle. So you've, first off, you changed it to begin with. And it's like, so did somebody screw it up? And then they were just like, I'll send it anyways. Like, and then the bottom line is I can go to my tailor in Michigan, a mile down the road, and she can take one look at it. Here's what I'm going to do here, here, here. And I said to her, the only thing I said was, can you please make sure can you save the leather cuff at the bottom of the sleeve? She flat out said, it's going to be hard because it's like that, you know what I mean? That needle and thread in there. And she's like, but I will do my best. And guess what? When I went in there, she saved it. She didn't cut it on an angle. And unless you're like a tailor yourself, you would never know. And this is some random tailor in Michigan doing it better than the actual brand. And it's like, at this point, how have they not just said, we're just going to send you a new jacket? It's got to be just as frustrating to them at this point.
I mean, I don't want it to be this thing. At the end of the day, I don't want to be this thing, and I'm trying to be as patient as I can be, but it's like, when did I have it altered? My bachelor party was in March.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of like, you know, I kind of throw my hands up. I'm just like, okay, so like at what point?
When you were in there, did you try it on for them? Did she
pinned me there and it looked fine. She asked me if the length was right. I was like, yeah, this is correct.
And it wasn't pinned on an angle.
It wasn't pinned on. Why would I have it pinned on an angle? You're supposed to cut it straight.
So that means they did what? They pinned it and then took them off and then just basically willy-nilly it.
David goes, that sleeve will haunt you like the telltale heart. What?
It'll haunt you like the brick hotel.
It'll haunt you like the shower with no curtain and the Pierce sweet.
It'll haunt you like Boomer in Newtown. I'm actually shocked that this is still almost $800 on their website. You can go to so many different places and get it so much cheaper than that. That's unbelievable.
And here's the thing, as a store manager, she's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, I don't think I would like to think it's not on her end. I think it's the people she's reaching out to. They're not getting back to her.
Yeah. Have you said to her, can you just send me a new jacket?
Yeah, well, she asked me, she's like, how do you want to handle it? And I basically was like, I mean, in a perfect world, I get a new jacket altered exactly how this one is currently, but without the Frankensteining part involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told her, I was like, I'll literally send you the jacket back. Just use the measurements off this jacket and duplicate it. And just make sure they don't hack it up this time, you know, and good to go.
I would honestly say just send me the jacket and don't touch it and take it somewhere else.
I don't want to do that again. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to do that again.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, everyone's saying like new jacket. I'm just like, yeah, I get it. It's just like, I'm not like the type of person to go and throw something in someone's face and just be like, I need a new jacket, you know, and get all worked up about it. But I am getting frustrated with the timeline. Like, it's like winter's coming, you know, fall is here. I wanted to be able to wear this jacket now. You know, I got your wedding coming up. I wanted to take it on that. You know, it's just like, you know, I want to use this stuff, but it's like, you know, like at what point do I just say like, you know, enough's enough, you know, and just kind of get irritated.
You know,
New jacket.
what's funny to me about this whole thing is I said in my video, comment below, because I had put my hands out like this and said, do you think I need to alter anything else? And every single person said, don't touch anything else. But the sleeves had to have been altered. They had to. So it's like 9 out of 10 people that are tailoring this jacket are just tailoring the sleeves. I no doubt about it. And how do they not know how to do that? It just shocks the shit right out of me because it's got to
Dude.
be what everyone's doing. David's on a
I
roll.
think David is missing us. I think this is what this is. This is his way of acting out
No.
because he hasn't talked to us in a while. You
His
know,
way
he's
of
having a little
acting
Luke and
out.
Lorenzo withdrawal, and it's okay. We miss you too, David. We miss you. Come back to the States. We need to feel your presence here.
For your jacket only.
Dude, this is gonna be like a running joke now.
It's gonna be the new for me.
I'm gonna just share the photo of the sleeve. I'm gonna have everyone just repost it until a new jacket shows up that's altered to my specs.
That poor store manager is gonna be pissed. What the fuck else to do at 4:24? Sleep. Order room service. Some tea and crumpets, mate, over
You don't
there.
need a 4:24 a.m. in London, I'll tell you that. I know that for a
No,
fact. You might
no.
be able to find yourself a little bit of a Earl Grey or something, but that'll be it.
Room service.
I don't think they're open. I
Okay, well, what do you think? How do we wrap this episode up?
think you should take your box of watches and throw them all in the I'm going
Gone.
home. I'm going home.
Gone. God.
Oh man. I had to get you.
You want to know something funny? So we're at the wedding shower and I put one thing on our registry and it was this Toka candle because they had done that 007 edition candle a long time ago. So I was like, I want a candle from this brand. So I put it on the registry. And months and months goes by and people are buying every single thing but this freaking candle. And Brianne's like, let's just take it off. Like, why do you even want that? She's like, it's like $40. I'm like, just leave it. So eventually somebody buys it. So we're at the actual shower, and I'm telling you, the amount of gifts we got was absurd, just absurd. So thankful, but like, oh my God. So first Brianne like goes to open one. And she's got the microphone. She's like, oh, you know, like whatever,
I
you know,
love
whatever it
this.
is, right?
I love
So then
this.
the next one comes, but some of the people left their gifts like in the shipping boxes, like with tape. And
Nice.
you have to open them, right? You have to say, like, oh, it's this, oh, it's this. So then she tells me, she's like, you hold on in the microphone. And I'm like, no, like it's your shower. I'm here to support you. And of course, the very first thing.
It's a
That I
candle.
have to, not quite, but it's from that person. But first thing's like a blanket from them. And she's got this huge bag. She's like, oh, a blanket. Oh, this. And I'm like, oh, it's a blanket. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, it's a bath bomb. Oh, it's facial scrub. And I'm like, I'm not doing this. Take the microphone back. I'm not going to announce this shit to people. And then right when I hand the microphone back to Brienne, she pulls the candle out and it comes in a very similar box than like a Tom Ford candle does. Like a and it kind of slides off the top. And she literally was like, oh, it's the candle you wanted in front of everybody. And like people start laughing, like thinking she's like making fun of me, like as if I actually picked it. And little do they know, like legitimately, I wanted that candle.
Luke was like, give me the candle, damn
I
it.
was like, oh,
And
yes,
you
the
like
candle I wanted.
went over the corner with it and started
Brings me
sniffing it.
peace. Brings me peace.
You
Keeps
start
me calm.
sniffing it.
Sitting in work meetings just like this.
Oh
Oh, Luke, you have to go to Georgia for a week in November.
my God. There are
Anyways,
worse things, man. There are
yeah.
worse things. Trust
Nick, if
me.
you happen to still be on, I'll be in Atlanta for like 45 minutes on the 1st of November. You want to come to the airport. Anyways, but yeah, I mean, as far as the topic of the episode, the 60th anniversary, it went from a whole lot of nothing to a whole lot of everything in the blink of an eye, with more to come.
There's a whole lot of stuff going on in London right now, but I mean, as far as stateside, I mean, this isn't like a typical movie release. Like, there's nothing going on over here. I think Dr. No came out like in September or August on the 21st. They did a screening of it, and that was it. I haven't heard shit.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the thing. For us, all we have is the brand releases. That's what we have to look forward to. But even just from what David said, there's, I think you mentioned at least three or four that we had no idea were coming.
It's crickets in the US. That's right. The West was hosed.
We, as usual, we got to change that. Gather all three. Cameron Cross's house.
Hey, as long as you bring those boxers with your face on them, we're going to be as good as gold.
Cameron, bring out the boxers and the guitar, and we'll be at your house for Gather All Three.
Get the champagne out. Luke will get the caviar on the sour cream.
It is really boring. Even that's one thing we said on Rich Cheese Radio on that episode we did, was how Bond is like almost indie or underground in the U.S. One of the biggest franchises of all time, and we get hardly anything.
You know what I think? He said deal. I think we need to stop waiting for that shit to come here. And me and you need to go to London. I think.
Oh, David, absolutely.
David needs an escort for these things. I think.
Yes, he does.
We could fit the bill.
He's gonna reply back, and he's like, "No, I'm good. I'm waiting for it."
No,
gonna, no, I don't.
Absolutely not. You guys will make me look like absolute shit.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, he can't take you anywhere. I mean, now once the wedding's done, I'm doing whatever. Whatever, sign, whenever.
It's not like the U.S. is a big market or anything.
No, exactly.
The U.S. is like the Oakland A's in MLB as far as payroll when it comes to this stuff. Yep. Can you imagine, like, the three of us in London? That would be insane.
It'd be a trip to remember.
Now you guys are
the bomb. Oh, thanks, David. Oh. You're the bomb. You're the bomb.
He's going to say that until he ends up at a bar with us at 3 a.m.
I will say
should have got my 45 minutes of sleep already.
I can't remember who I was talking to, but I did say that the 60th anniversary stuff is just the worst timing for me personally with the wedding.
And you still have more than me.
What do you mean? As far as
you
loot?
Something already.
That's right. Yeah. Well, oh, you know what? One thing we didn't talk about. Something else I ordered. The London Stock Exchange 60th anniversary set. We completely forgot about that.
I'm hoping that's going to be a birthday gift from someone in my family.
So I ordered that. The only thing I'm having with that is that's taking its real sweet time to get over here.
They're like, they send you an update. They're like, we're printing the UPS label.
I thought you were going to say the socks. I'm like, what is this, a Teespring order? What is this coming from my website?
We've acquired the thread for your luscious foot.
Oh my god! But no, I'm looking forward to that, and I will give you. I do not have them yet. I will give you a little sneak peek because I know none of them are on here. The one thing that I did get for my groomsmen is I got them each a pair of London Stock Exchange socks for the wedding day.
Bond ones.
Yep. Nice. Yep. So that order was.
Oof.
Pricey, because I ordered the 60th, and then I ordered 7 more pairs of socks.
Did you buy the 3-packs, or did you?
There's two 3-packs, and then an individual.
Nice,
because I needed 7 of them, and then I kind of realized I was like, do I need 8? And I was like, well, guess what? I'm gonna have to order another one because nobody's getting one of my 60th socks. Hell no. Maybe I'll give it to you.
Perfect.
I've got a bunch of groomsmen, Connor.
Yeah,
too many.
Connor, I didn't make the cut. It's okay.
Hey, speak for yourself.
What do you mean speak for myself? What does that mean?
I wasn't in your wedding either.
I didn't even have a bridal party. You were an honorary groomsman.
Yeah, so were you. Don't you worry. Because here's the deal. I'm going to pick you up from the airport. And as reluctant as Brianna
is,
are
you going to pick up David?
I'll probably pick up all you guys. Depends on when you guys get in. I need itineraries because it's a hell of a.
I will tell you this: I picked up David when he came to Vegas, and they were very happy that I did.
Yeah, yeah.
They said no, I didn't
definitely
going to
pick them up. Definitely going to pick. I'm going to pick all you guys up. But I'm hoping to God that some of you. What time do you get in? Thursday.
I get in Thursday at 2:00. I
think David gets in on Thursday.
Oh, Brianne's in here.
Look who decided to show up right when I talk about all the money I'm spending.
Brianne, go in there and interrupt Luke. I want to talk to you.
Come in here. She won't. I don't have any makeup on.
I don't care.
Or she'll say can't. She'll just say
no
can't.
Makeup. She's still a 10. So
that's right. Damn right she is.
What does it matter?
Damn right she is.
We're supposed to go on a date after you guys get married, remember?
Yeah, we're going to. And here, now that she's listening, as reluctant as you are, Brianne. See, she's just ignoring it. As reluctant as you are, too lazy. We will be with David and Danielle and Lorenzo and Cassandra the day after our wedding. Period.
Brianne is the one we want to see. Brianne's the one I always want to see. Why do you think I still talk to Luke?
Brianne loves Kyle and Connor. She loves Kyle and Connor because of that FaceTime call at your cocktail hour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Does Brianne even exist? I don't think so, David. Haven't seen her in quite some time. I haven't seen her with a smile on her face since the year of the rat. So get in here.
Oh, man. That was good. That was good. Well
hey,
played.
David, frowny face. We're the persuaders, baby.
Man, we need to do a collaboration podcast with the Persuaders.
We have. I thought
No, I mean like a revisit.
Brianne, can you come in here legitimately? Can you just come in here for a second?
Brianne, can you come in there and take that candle away from him, please?
No.
Take that binky away now. You're dead.
I can't believe we didn't talk about London Stock Exchange till the end.
I know.
Probably because that one came out like real quick. And
I only have two pairs.
I don't have any.
I have two, and I bought them, and I was with David when I bought them.
At your bachelor party?
No. Let's see if he remembers. I want to see
in
if
London?
He remember. David, do you remember where I bought those socks at?
Where you bought
with you? I want to see if he remembers. I know. I have a feeling he won't.
It wasn't in New York. It was in Vegas.
It wasn't in Vegas.
It was in LA with JW.
It was.
And David. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Where do they sell them there?
They had them in the shop at the Peterson.
Peter sent.
I think Dave needs some coffee.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, man. How was Rules? I want to go to Rules so bad. That looks so good.
She's not
Cassandra was like all about Rules until she saw the feathers on your meal. She said that's a no-go.
The feathers are a no-go.
She said the food looks amazing, but the feathers are a no-go for her.
I saw David's picture and I just thought that just looks like a lactose nightmare for me.
Lack attack. All right, guy. Well, you want to wrap this up? Are we still recording?
We sure are.
Oh, man.
The Peterson Museum, you boner.
You boner. Hey, there's no problem with being stiff. Feathers really make it fancy. That's what I said.
It all looks the same once you eat it. That's for sure.
It all looks the same once you're chewing it.
Yeah.
I'm really curious what the concert's going to be like. That's the one thing like I wasn't that excited about, but the more I'm hearing about it, the more I wish I could go now.
Glad you brought that up. Two more days until we get a lot of new Amazon Prime content too.
What's coming out?
Aren't they doing that?
The music
documentary.
Yeah, they're doing that. And then is there something else?
I think there was one other thing, and then they're releasing all 25 films on Amazon Prime. It will officially finally come with Amazon Prime, every Bond film.
Sweet.
Yep.
That's how they're going to suck you into to make sure you
membership.
Keep your Prime membership.
Yeah. Did you download the... what is it? How would they say it? The Bond 25
fitness
like
challenge?
In concert, the concert with the Symphony Orchestra.
I would love that to was do pretty that good. In person. I want to do something like that.
Me too. Me too.
Tuxedos.
But they haven't done anything like that.
Dinner with their wives.
They haven't done that stateside in a long time.
They don't do anything stateside other than release a movie.
Yeah.
Duh.
After everybody else too. Except for Australia. Australia's got it worse than everybody.
I know what we haven't talked about.
What's that?
I can't remember the name of the company, but there is next year.
Off to a good start.
A great start. I know.
Adidas.
They are doing a curated James Bond vacation that you can sign up for.
Did you say a vacation?
Vacation. Holiday.
Vacation. Oh, is it the Greece thing?
I don't know if it's Greece or not. They haven't really said anything yet. It just came out. Like, I just saw it the other day. I can't remember the name of the company that's doing it, but they're basically like, they're curating like a European vacation around Bond. Black Tomato. That's what it's called. Yes. Daniel Gaster to
Daniel
the fucking rescue. Thank mm-hmm. you, sir. You are
per
the
usual.
Per usual. One of the best dressed people in the Bond community.
Yeah. Anytime he comments on one of my outfits, I'm just immediately like, you know what? I'm wearing it. I don't care what anybody says. Daniel, if you put on a onesie, I'm buying a onesie.
I want Luke to wear a onesie so bad.
I think I can pull it off. I like the white one better, though, with a nice tan. Little
white
brown.
One? There's no white one.
There's an ivory one.
Oh, the new one. Oh, yeah. There's a white. I was thinking about the robes.
No, I want that robe, dude.
That robe is... It's on my list.
The robe would be nice, but we got too many creepers around here. If I go out and try to get the mail or something in the robe, I'll probably get kidnapped.
They're going to look at you, and they're going to look at Milo, and they're going to be like, bye, Milo. And they're going to take you. Like
Luke's pajama tops. My pajama tops is my birthday suit. Anyways.
Cameron said there should be more brands in the U.S. like Connelly and Matchless, etc., so you can try stuff on in person instead of buying online.
I will say, on the topic of the customer service, we all know about my Scotch and Soda experience, and I know you've had great experience with them, and you're a huge fan. I'd like to see Bond in some Scotch and Soda.
Yeah, I'd like to see him making a casual like polo or some sorts that might not wear well for Orville Brown or Olabar Brown, but I mean, it's okay to mix some other brands in there.
Yeah,
I really want to see a new suitor. I would like to see that for Bond. Someone different.
Yeah,
you know, it's going to be excited to be involved.
How cool would it be if Brioni just released all the Pierce Brosnan stuff? Re-release everything.
That'd be cool, and it'd be great if they would release the ties from Casino Royale.
Yeah, I would like to see Bond in All Saints. We've seen him in All Saints, but I agree. I've done a whole video on that too, that he should be in All Saints, minus the logo, of course. But yeah, I agree with that.
How about let's get Dior to remake that jacket? Yeah.
I know somebody who owned it and sold it. Like
who's
a crazy
that?
Man.
David. Who's David? He sold it?
Yeah, because he said he never wore it. He's like you and I. It's one of those things you have.
Yeah, if you're not around. Well, I heard he sold his Varvatos jacket, which I absolutely love.
I think so.
Yeah. Probably saw me wearing it so much, he never wanted to wear it again.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I know he said it wasn't like his style. He wasn't really like... he's not really into the baseball stitching, which for me, I like that. You guys are hot. No, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. Who is that? You look like you're hot too, man.
I love it.
All right, let's end this stuff. Thank you guys for watching and tuning in. Some of you have been here for like an hour and 34 minutes and 10 seconds. This was the first ever Blunt Instruments podcast live stream. This episode will be out probably tomorrow morning. I don't think I have much editing to do. We've got our own intro song now. Got our own theme song. Don't have to really do much but slap that shit in there. We're good to go.
No, Batman.
That's right.
Perfect. Love it.
As always,
Chris
guy.
Griner, are we clinching tomorrow? Yes. Clinch.
Clinch. Perfect. Go Braves.
Go Braves.
Go Braves. We will do it live again. This was fun.
I like it.
This stemmed, Lorenzo had an idea to do this in a different way about a month ago, and I was like, "How we got it? What's an easier way to do it where people can just jump on?" But as always, guy, I love
we
you.
We need to get like we need. I love you too, man. We need to get like a phone line. We need to have people call in. That'd be dope.
Like it's Howard Stern.
Yeah, and be like, "All right, what's your issue?"
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Cameron Cross, and I need my Luke boxers with his face all over them. I haven't gotten them yet. Who do I complain to? I'd be like, that you need to speak to Mr. Bond's apartment about.
You would need to call customer service at the corner of Get a Map and
fuck off. Oh, Blunt God. Hotline. I like that. The Blunt just, hotline.
Just kidding, Cameron. We love you.
We need to right, start guys. Rating this stuff is what we need to start doing.
Rating it?
Rating it.
What do you mean by rating it?
Like one look, everyone knows the rules kind of shit.
Oh, yeah. But with what?
With the clothes, with the stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think we should start doing that.
We agreed.
Keep a running list. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and give the McCallan release solid 3.2.
Yeah. Here, yeah. Before we go, shout out to Cassandra for being on here the whole time. Mr. David Zaritsky, Purdy, Chris Grinder, Mike Staz, Michael Foster, Cameron Cross, and David Berger. Thank you guys for listening to us rant for an hour and a half.
Some
much appreciated.
My wife stayed for the whole thing. I guarantee you she's asleep.
She's asleep.
She hasn't said one comment.
She's asleep 100%.
One comment. I'm going to go up there and I'm just going to Dutch oven her. What do you think?
With that said. Thank you guys for listening and watching. We'll catch you on the next one.